This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
He's with the 33rd team, his podcast, Talking Football with JT and Mike Martz, the former head coach of the Rams, one of the great offensive minds in football history, joining us. Hello, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We're doing well. Yeah, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it very much. The Browns 1-6, struggling like crazy. It wasn't going well, unfortunately, for him. Deshaun Watson gets hurt. Nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. You bring in Jameis Winston, and suddenly the offense explodes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, aside from the injury, and obviously nobody wants to see that happen, he just was really struggling. And I think when that happens, you're trying to help him. Nothing seems to be working. It demoralizes you. It demoralizes everybody. You don't know for game planning how you're going to approach every game. You can't do the things you like to do. You're just not sure. You know, there's just a lot of questions, you know, when a guy's playing like he's been playing, unfortunately. And I think when that change is made, then it just changes everything. The clouds go away and the sun comes up, so to speak. I've been involved in that a number of times in coaching, both in college and the NFL, and it just happens.
Mike, how difficult is it maybe if you're a head coach and you know you're doing right by the team by making sure you've got your high-paid quarterback out there trying to play him every week, and you feel like you're trying to say, this guy's going to give us the best option. And if he plays to the absolute maximum ability, you're probably telling the truth as a head coach. But you know he's struggling, and you may have reservations and think, maybe my backup's better. Like, what's it like to sit in that seat and then have to answer questions and then go out there on Sunday and try to execute what the organization needs? And maybe if you think you might be thinking in a different direction. Does this all make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, I went through this with Kurt Warner. You know, he was 0-7 in his last seven starts. He got hurt and made a decision in 0-3 because Mark had come in 0-4 and we won six in a row with him after an 0-5 start. And so the next year we go back with Kurt, and he struggles in the opener against the Giants and has a concussion. I sit him. He was able to play, obviously, the next week, and it just felt like we needed to make a change. And Mark comes in, and I think we won 12 of the next 14 or so. And obviously had a heck of a year in 03, but it happens. And you know, if you're not careful, you know, the right thing to do emotionally is to stay with them. You know, you feel like it's going to happen, but for many reasons, just not. And if you're not careful, he's going to hold the whole team hostage, and you got to do something to change because you're responsible for the whole team, not just the quarterback. As bad as you feel for him, those are really difficult decisions.
Jameis Winston in Tampa, Jameis Winston now. What's the difference, Coach?
I think a lot of times, guys like Jameis, Minnesota's got the same kind of a deal where you have a retooled quarterback that's been beat up a little bit emotionally. I think guys like that have got to hit rock bottom, so to speak, and just say enough's enough. You know, I am good enough. And, you know, there's just a different sense. There's a tension there within them, and I love that about that. I always like those guys that have been kicked around a little bit because they got something to prove. And I think that's where he is, and he certainly is good enough.
How difficult was it for Kevin Stefanski last week to switch and let Ken Dorsey call the plays? I can't imagine that was easy for him.
No, you know, because there's things that, as a play caller, you just have a sense of things. You don't know when you turn over, even though they know the offense and you're confident. It's just hard to let go. You want to jump back in it, and best thing you did, though. I desperately wanted to do that my last couple of years. I was just wore out, but I didn't have anybody on the staff at that point. I wanted to hire Norv Turner, but he'd become a head coach again. And I had a chance to do that in 01 at the Super Bowl, and I didn't. And I wish I had, because it just wore me out. I feel for him. It's a tough decision, but there's a relief involved there, too.
Mike, I know you like Kevin as a play caller. You've told us that numerous times here on the show. If you're a coach, and I think he's good at it, you think he's good at it, and you know you're good at it, you were good at it, is it better for the team to give it up? And what would it allow Kevin to do that might help the team more than if he were calling plays?
You know, you're so focused on preparation and play calling during the week. There's a lot of things that a good head coach has to do that you can't spend the time doing. You know, my relationship with the defensive players would suffer, you know, and I'm sure his does to some extent because they don't see him enough. You know, you can be involved in some of these meeting rooms and be seen and talk to players and have more of an impact on them than just being kind of pigeonholed in this one category, because you have to. You know, if you're going to call plays, you better be in those preparation meetings, you know, and understand what's going on. So I think it's healthy. I think he'll really appreciate the ability now to go back and be a head coach and be, you know, hands-on with just about everything in a certain respect that the special teams defense, even though they've got a great coordinator and whatnot, his presence in there will help. You know, just, you know, the leadership now is in the entire team, even though it's always been there. You're going to see him more often. You know, he's got a chance to, you know, vocally be involved a little bit more as well.
Mike, it doesn't diminish Kevin's value, does it, that he's not calling plays?
No. He can go back and do that in a heartbeat if he felt like he needed to. No, not at all. I just think that he's a good play caller because he's an outstanding coach. He understands the game at a different level. And I think the rest of the team needs that as well. And his input into, you know, obviously defense and special teams, even though they're great coaches, they can sure appreciate his knowledge of the game.
Coach, when you take a guy like Nick Chubb and put him back in the lineup, I think his fans were all kind of like, okay, you got to give him some time. But from a defensive standpoint, you have to game plan for him. I believe that. You tell me. And then, you know, and how does that change the Browns' offense, knowing that defenses are now going to game plan for Nick? And I would think that would free up the passing game. It would free up a couple things. But I'm a novice at this, and you're not. So that's why I want your perspective on just the fact that they have Nick Chubb back in the lineup, even just in name. What does that do for them going up against other defenses?
So Marshall Faulk, no matter who we played, even the Super Bowl, every coach will tell you the first thing they were going to do is going to take away the runner. And that's always kind of been deep. They want to take away the running game, and especially with a terrific runner like Chubb. And when that happens, now you're going to see a lot of middle-closed defenses, free safeties instead of two safeties. So you're talking about eight-man fronts instead of seven-man fronts because you got to stop them. Because, I mean, he's exceptional. So it does change things. It creates a lot of one-on-one stuff outside for the quarterback. It makes things easier for him. You'll start to see some different run blitzes and stuff, which is good because they're, you know, it's just a different approach to the game. And I think it does make things a lot easier in the passing game.
Mike Martz is joining us, former head coach of the Rams. He's with the 33rd team, his podcast, Talking Football with JT and Mike Martz. How could this team go back to Deshaun Watson next year? Could this team go back to Deshaun Watson next year?
I don't think he can. I don't think there's any way he can. In my opinion, I don't know why. What evidence would you have to say that you have to do that? You know, there's
fiscal.
No evidence to show that he can, they can do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Can you just talk about the fiscal pressure then? I mean, the owner's saying I'm spending all this money, and if this guy's not playing, like, is that reality, or is that just us? Is that media? Is that fans? I can't imagine paying a guy and having to pay a guy over $70 million a year to not play.
Well, it happens, though. It happens all the time, unfortunately. But you ask yourself then, too, you pay that money, and you're not winning. So you're going to be happy twice. You know? You pay them all that money, but you're winning. You know, that's the way it goes. You know, San Francisco, they got a first-round draft pick. They end up playing the last guy picked in the draft. You know, what are you going to do? You know, you have to go. You got to do it. It's all about winning. If it's truly about winning, then it's just one of those things you got to swallow. It just happens.
That's where we're sitting right now, Coach.
I feel like we need you to come to Cleveland to work here.
Yeah. we kicked this around earlier today. With that thought in mind, where do they find a quarterback next year? If you're the front office, if you're ownership here, are you looking at Jameis Winston the rest of the way here and thinking, go earn this job? Are you looking at Dorian Thompson-Robinson and thinking, pay attention and develop because you're going to get a chance? Or are you really looking trade market, you're looking free agent market, or draft?
Well, I don't know what his contract in terms of trading him. I have no idea in what his value would be at the end of the season, but he's done there, I think. And I think that you know, you'd like to get one in the draft if there's one that fits you. And, of course, deal with what you have. But whatever the other alternatives are, that's where you got to go. You know, it's got to be your main point of emphasis in the offseason, personnel-wise. You got to find that guy because he is not it.
Here's another crazy one for you. So, I mean, we're looking at the Browns right now with two wins. And, you know, we're all kind of sitting here saying you've got guys on one-year contracts. You can't feel real strong when you've got like a 4% chance or less than a 4% chance to make the playoffs. Trade deadline's next week. We're sitting here saying, well, if they win this week against the Chargers, then maybe you look at it one way. If they lose, you look at it another way. I'm just wondering from a coaching perspective. I know you got to play with the players they give you, but that's got to weigh heavy on an organization when you're playing in that game before the trade deadline, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's all about winning, and it's not about winning in the front office. You know, I've been on teams as an assistant where we've been told to play a guy because the season's over halfway through the season, which is a real ugly thing to have to hear from somebody. You know, from a coaching standpoint, you're doing whatever you can to win, period. That's just it. Whatever, if 4% or 1%, whatever it is, you're going to embrace that. You know, that's what you do. That's where you coach football. That's what you're made out of. And you owe it to the fans, you owe it to the city. Otherwise, you don't belong there.
Mike Martz joining us. You had the luxury of having two brilliant wide receivers in Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt when you guys were with the Rams. We've been looking at our wide receivers here in Cleveland and thinking, all right, you got Amari Cooper, and then you got these guys who haven't really shown a whole heck of a lot. Change at quarterback, and all of a sudden you have Cedric Tillman come up with two great games in a row. Elijah Moore, 8 catches, 85 yards last week. Jerry Jeudy, 5 for 79. What do you think of what the Browns have at wide receiver now with a different quarterback?
Well, I'm a fan of all of them. I've seen all of them, and I like Jeudy. I always have. Mark Cooper, even though he's a little long in the tooth, I think he's perfect for that group. He's a terrific leadership. He's a pro. He's a guy that comes to play all the time. That's what I've always admired about him. No matter what the situation was, he shows up and plays at a different level. I'm excited about the receiver group, and I think they'll catch fire here. I really do. what's missing. You got the runner, you get offensive line, and you solidify the quarterback situation.
Can Jameis be that guy? I know you like those guys who have been around with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule him out. To me, the big question would be, let's finish the rest year with him and see what he does. And if he catches fire, there's no reason why he can't be, because obviously if he plays like he did and he does that all the way down the stretch, why wouldn't he be? What happens with quarterbacks in the league, and it's unfortunate, is when you get labeled as a backup or not good enough, you're done. He's just done. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. But, you know, look at Sam, what he's done.
Yeah.
He's been banged around and on some bad teams, and all of a sudden he shows up. And a team that really knows how to coach him and prepare in the passing game, he's a different guy. That happens. And I wouldn't rule him out at all. Absolutely not.
All right. What kind of candy do they give away at the Martz house on Halloween?
Yeah, you know, I've been asked that question a couple of times. I'm a guy that likes those small candies so I can get a handful and throw them in the sack. But unfortunately, we get a couple of those little guys that want a couple handfuls, right? So Julie's gone with the big candy this week. So that big candy may not make it to the handout time, though. I saw it. I wish he had it.
That's awesome. Mike, always great to have you with us. Thank you very much.
We'll be the oversized adults looking for the Snickers at your house tonight. We're flying in from Cleveland.
Guys. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Mike. Mike Martz, former Rams head coach, talking football with JT and Mike Martz and the 33rd team. Great information on the 33rd team. Terrific football website.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.